Waka Waka, we're back. We're back at 10 to the top of the hour. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Anyway, I'm back. I missed you sons of bitches so fucking badly. I did. So anyway, I hope you're having a good December and you're all caught up on Christmas shopping for all the kiddies. I know I am. I went down to my local Kohl store. anyway, we're going to play some more songs for you and your listening pleasure. And it's 13 past the top of the hour. And looking about 75 will be the high. So it won't be 75. I was lying to you. So don't believe me. There's such thing as the truth, and there's such thing as a fraud fact. And fraud fact, my friends, is what I frequently fluff to you fellows and fellowettes. Is the female version of a fellow a fellowette? Fellowette. All right. I'm going to play a song before you get rid of me, and I'll be sad and fucking lonely watching the A-Team by myself on a cold light night in front of the fire drinking Ovaltine. Anyway, here's a song.
So close to you, I saw you with everyone else, and now I don't have nothing at all. And I can't stand another day. I wish you'd just go where I'll stay. Give me time to find myself. Give me time to find somebody else. Because I love you, and you are still a shit to me.
Yeah, that was Doo-Doo Noggin by a Hagfish. Yeah, you're listening to K-Fuck. K-P-H-U-K. Anyway, fucking, I'm excited for Christmas. You guys all send your letters to Santa Claus. K-Fuck, that kills me. I'm a funny motherfucker sometimes to myself. Probably to no one else, but to myself. Holy shit, guys. Holy shit. Anyway, here's the here's a story for you guys. One time, I don't know what to fucking do on these things. They're just pretty cool to do. Anyway, that song was Doo-Doo Noggin by Hagfish. They're one of my favorite bands in the mid-90s through that whole skate punk phase that I haven't phased out of yet, I guess. Anyway, great band. Great band. Never got to play with those guys. I wish I would have. They were fucking awesome. This is the lamest, most boring story that I've ever told in my entire life. I just gotta say. But, I don't know. I'm not sure. All I know is that. Boom, 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 boom. Tell me what you gonna do when it months and months and months. Me, funny me, honey, when I win, so many, how many win? I don't know. That's dumb. I'm a fucking retard. Anyway, I'm gonna probably play a couple more songs. I'm gonna do. Maybe I'll do a Guilty Pleasure again today. I think I might do that. And we'll talk about, like, the stuff that's going on in the neighborhoods. Everybody's got neighbors. Everybody's got hoods. So let's talk about the neighborhood and the snow on the ground and the Christmas lights going up and the nativity scenes and the little baby Jesus and how he likes to dance around on a Saturday night. He likes to go, 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 go dancing. Anyway, I'm going to play a song before I shoot myself in the face with a jizz gun. Stuff, man, by The Accused, Molly's Xmas. The Accused, crazy little band out of Chicago, I believe. They were what a speed metal's better songwriters in the 1980s. Holy shit! I don't know. I don't even know why I continue to do this kind of stuff. I think it's because I'm lonely. And I want to talk to somebody, but nobody's around, and I'm fucking too lazy to call anybody to talk to them on the phone or in person. So I'd rather sit in front of my computer and talk into a microphone while my dogs fucking stare at me like I'm a fucking going crazy. The crazy ape is talking into the thing again. My dogs are from England. The crazy ape is looking and talking into the thing again, and I don't know. My dogs are beetles as well. Don't you know? They do, though. Anyway, so I don't know. Maybe we can have a caller call in, maybe. I don't have a phone, a phone ring thing, sound effect, so I can't do like a little fake phone call thing. shitty. Anyway, that was The Accused. I'm going to play another song now. And this next song is going to be a guilty pleasure. Guilty pleasures are very fun. These are songs that no one would expect you to like or listen to or sing along to or make a ringtone to. But they give you some kind of pleasure and joy every time you hear it, sing it, or feel it through your vein hole. So the next song I'm going to... Let me try to think of a guilty pleasure that I have. I like the Bonnie Tyler, but I think everybody that knows me knows I like the Bonnie Tyler now. And I like the Carpenters, but that's kind of what would you say, a hipster thing to fucking do? Oh, yeah, I like the Carpenters. I grow my mustache and drink my Pabst beer and listen to the Carpenters because it's fucking cool. Well, guess what? I don't have a mustache or drink Pabst beer anymore because I have a job. And I can afford beer with flavor. And that basically is just fart juice. Anyway, that and Bud Light. Anyway, back on track. Bud Light is fart juice. So here's the guilty pleasure by yours truly. Not by me's truly. Not by yours truly either. But it's my choice. And I'm going to push pause and look around and see if I can't find one that is kind of shocking to y'all. All y'all. And then I'm going to play it. Alrighty. Sorry, there was no background music on that little segment. That's kind of weird, kind of eerie, huh? Just me in your ear? Yeah? You like that? Yeah, just me all nibbling on your ear? Like a fucking squirrel, y'all? Like a fucking squirrel nibbling on your ear? All right, music next. Goodbye. Yeah. So that was Alicia Bridges with
I'm like the necklace, I like the butter on the disco.
And then right after that was Suicidal Tendencies, Disco's Out, Murders In, so I can still regain some of my respect from fellow douchebag dudes who want to give me shit for liking a disco song. Nobody will. Nobody gives a shit anymore. You know what's funny is, like, back in the day, you always thought that your music preference, the shit that you like, your very own opinion would be judged by so many goddamn people. And it was. It was. I hate to tell you. It was. I judged a shitload of people a lot about their the type of music that they liked. And boy, was I wrong. Boy. You grow up and you end up liking the Depeche Mode and The Cure and shit like that. When people aren't looking and pointing fingers, you like what you like. That's what my message is to all the young kids out there. Just like what you like and do what you're fucking told every once in a while, huh? Yeah, it make it easier on everybody. All righty. So I'm going to do another song. We'll do one of those songs that nobody hears. Those old rockin' songs, like the last one. What was it? Music and Booze or something like, I don't know. Anyway, last time, that was like a month ago, last time I recorded. Holy shit, I'm 23 minutes. I am a blabber motherfucking mouth today with four songs. All right, I'm going to play another song, and then we'll say our goodbyes, and I'm going to love yous, and give each other hugs, and the long, uncomfortable hug. And then, yeah. All right, so here's another song, G's and G-ettes. How's that for some fucking crazy picking? Huh? I dig that shit. That song was called Chicken Rock by Fat Daddy Holmes. Good little jamskis. A little chicken song for Christmas, huh? That makes sense. Anyway, thanks for fucking hanging out with me again. It was fun for you. It was okay for me. Anyway, maybe next time I record, I'll have something to talk about, but I highly doubt it. I kind of like just jumping with my eyes shut over this fucking cliff and seeing where it might take me. Anyway, thanks for hanging out for this 26 minutes and 47 seconds, you super sons of bitches, you. All right, well, you know what? You know what Jesus always said. Oh! No, he didn't. He never said that. I mean, it wasn't written down that he said that, but I mean, I'm assuming that he said that at least three times. All right. Sorry I lost you, religious feet people that listen to me. I'm sorry that I scared you off by my one truly lame Jesus joke. I usually have some pretty decent ones, I guess. Not today. Not today. Anyway, I'm out of here. I'm going to leave you with a song that goes like this. God bless the children of the beast.
God bless the children of the beast.
This episode of Pumpkin Pie Broadcast was brought to you by my big fucking hole.